Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
848 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. And we have Rob Cherry on the updates tonight. So we had a little conversation there about Cliff Lee versus Roy Halladay. It hit me like a ton of bricks tonight. Cliff Lee was a more important Phillies pitcher than Roy Halladay. You heard tonight we replayed only the wins. Tonight was game one of the 2009 World Series up in New York. Just a brilliant performance by Cliff Lee. 10 strikeouts, I believe no walks against one of the – I would say – that Yankees offense, probably a top five offense of the last 25 years. And I think MLB.com last week ranked the best World Series, the best champions of the last 25 years. They were high on that list, that 09 Yankees team.
They were Sports Illustrated's team of the decade.
Yeah, they were an outstanding team. And to do that to them in their stadium in game one, amazing. So I rank Cliff Lee as a more important Phillies pitcher than Roy Halladay. But if we're going to rank Phillies, I feel like at some point, every show has to do this, so tonight is our night to do it. So here's what I want to do. I'm going to rank. Last night we ranked NFC quarterbacks, and that was fun, as I tried to place Carson Wentz in a conference that has a lot of really good quarterbacks right now. Tonight I want to rank the four. So the game we played tonight was dubbed the Cliff Lee game. It is the Cliff Lee game, though I know some producers here at WIP want to call it the Chase Utley game.
Well, one producer does.
I heard Jack trying to do it, too.
You think he heard us last night talking about it?
I don't know. I mean, Chase Utley did have a crazy game. Like, I don't think you and Jack are the only people that, like, think of him in that game.
I mean, it's both of them. Like, I remember the headline in the Daily News was, like, Utley's two home runs, Lee's complete game, spark game on Laffer or something. It was a picture of Cliff Lee basically smirking on the mound. But, I mean, Utley hit two home runs against a guy who hadn't given up a home run to a left-handed batter all year at home.
It's true, and that was a great, you know, at that point it was Chris Cece. Sabathia was fantastic. So, yes, Cliff Lee dominated, but that game was also a big game for Chase Utley, who had a big World Series in 09. We know about the moments and the years and the production of Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Cole Hamels. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what all of us have done at some point. Deep down, rank the four of them. Deep down, rank the four of them on their importance to that run. So let's do this. Let's eliminate Halladay because he wasn't here for the whole thing. Let's eliminate Cliff Lee. We're not going to talk about guys like that who were special but joined at different times. Let's just go with the four guys the whole thing was built around. And in no particular order, we know who they are. It is Chase Utley. It is Ryan Howard. It is Cole Hamels. It is Jimmy Rollins. Here's how I would rank those four guys and their importance to what the Phillies did. And we heard some of it tonight with the 09 World Series. And make no mistake, that was the best era of Phillies baseball ever. And you can make a real case we'll never see that again. Like, I hope we do. But five straight division titles, back-to-back World Series appearances, a World Series championship, more wins every year for five straight years, which is a remarkably, almost an impossible thing to do. Like, when you start, I think how many they went in 07? 87? 89?
I think 89.
So when you start 89, to go five straight years of more wins than the year before is remarkable. I if I had to bet right now, I'd bet we never see a run like that from the Phillies again. They might win a World Series in year one and one in year five if they have a really good team. But like maybe they missed the playoffs one of those years. I don't think we see something quite like they did in that era. So it's the greatest era of Phillies baseball. And I would rank the importance of the players like this. And I'm going to go – should I go in ascending order or descending order? I have my list in front of me. So 4-3-2-1? 4-3-2-1. Here we go. Number four is Ryan Howard. The big piece, the cleanup hitter, the home run hitter. I rank him fourth of the four. He was an part of it is, I believe he peaked before the run. Now, I'm not trying to tell you he didn't have big numbers in 08 and 09. He did. But I think the best of Ryan Howard came before the Phillies actually went on their run to win a championship and be in the playoffs every year. 05, 06 Ryan Howard, I will always remember as the best of Ryan Howard. And then by the time we got to 10 and 11, I know the injury in 11 and the symbolism of him going down against the Cardinals was the end of the whole thing. But you look at his numbers, he was in decline into 10 and 11. He just wasn't as good. He wasn't the 5-6 MVP caliber player. Even 08, 09, he was still putting up pretty ridiculous numbers. You get to 10 and you look at his OPS, like it was going down. Like he was in a little bit of a decline. And then 11, the injury and all that, and the whole thing happened. So I go Ryan Howard, four. I think of the four of them, he was number four. Three, I will go with Cole Hamels. And I will say it with this. Cole Hamels, it's always difficult to rank a position player within the context of pitchers. But what Cole Hamels did in 08, and if you want to dock him points, and I'm going to dock him some points for what happened in 09 because he stunk that year. But what he did in 08, we will look back on the 2008 Phillies and say that has to be one of the three or four worst pitching rotations to get through the postseason and win in October that we've ever seen in our lifetime. I mean, just to go back and think about the names, it was Jamie Moyer and Joe Blanton. They couldn't lose when Cole pitched. If the 08 Phillies were going to win the whole thing, there was one path to do it. They had to win when he pitched. When Cole Hamels took the mound, it basically had to be an automatic win because just the math said they can't win a majority of the Moyer Blanton starts. Like they just can't do it. Especially as the competition against the Dodgers started to really ramp up in the NLDS. Cole Hamels is three because that run he had in 08. And then again, what he did in 10 and 11, he reproved himself. It puts him ahead of Ryan Howard for me. So I go four Ryan Howard, three Cole Hamels. Two is Jimmy Rollins for two reasons. One, he was kind of the soul and the heartbeat of that team. Like he was the energy. He was the guy that was there every day. I still believe his defense is underrated. I know we all acknowledge he was a very good defender. I don't think we say it enough. He was an amazing defender. And Jimmy Rollins, the tone he set when the whole thing started, when he said they were the team to beat, I always felt that they played with his chip on their shoulder. And I give him a ton of credit for that. He was reliable. He was durable. He was outstanding in the field. He was a good hitter. I still picture the hit up the gap to off of Broxton in 09. I go J-Roll too. And number one is the guy that I always hear so many people put fourth on their list. He's one on my list. The most important Philly. You heard him tonight with two home runs. Ridiculous 2009 World Series. I would say during the majority of this run we're talking about, he had the greatest five-year run I've ever seen any second baseman ever have. And number one is Chase Utley, the most important Philly, as I'd rank him, from that run, Utley. Utley one, Rollins two, Hamels three, Howard four. Utley, Rollins, Hamels, Howard. That's my list. Utley, Rollins, Hamels, Howard. Tucker, what do you think?
So you want me to go in ascending order as well?
Yeah, give me your list.
So number four, I put Cole Hamels. I think Cole Hamels,
the World Series MVP.
He was good. He was very good
very
in 2008.
Good,
but the
good.
Fact that when they were better teams, like you mentioned, he wasn't as great in 2009.
No, he kind of stunk.
And then he pretty much had to be replaced as the team's ace. Like if he were able to hold on to that job, maybe they don't get Roy Halladay. Maybe they don't go after Cliff Lee in 2009, and then Roy Oswalt, and then Cliff Lee again. I just feel like he anchored a below average pitching staff, and they had to bring in a lot more help for him, for that pitching staff to be at its best. Like, when that team was at its best and that pitching staff was elite, he was the third or fourth best pitcher on that team.
It was. But the only time they won, I mean, it's your list. I'm just saying, the only time they won, he carried them there.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a great 2008 postseason. Number three, I put Jimmy Rollins. I think Jimmy Rollins peaked before this run began. His playoff numbers are abysmal. He had an OPS of, I think, 580 or something in the postseason for his career.
He did fly under the radar that he didn't hit much in the postseason.
No, and as we talk about these four guys, like, each one kind of has their moment, right? Like, Chase Utley has the home run to start the 2008 World Series. He has the six home runs in the 2009 World Series. Ryan Howard absolutely demolished the Rockies and the Dodgers on the way to the...
Get me to the plate, boys.
Yeah, I mean, the 2009 playoffs, like, that was Ryan Howard 2006 reincarnated. I mean, he was unbelievable.
Until the World Series.
That postseason run. And then the World Series, he fell apart again. And obviously, Cole Hamels had that 2008 run. Jimmy Rollins, he has that hit against Broxton. He hit a leadoff home run in the clinching game against the Brewers in 2008. But that's about it. Like, he didn't really have sustained excellence at any point throughout the postseason.
He didn't, no. The Broxton hit is what you think of. And he was kind of the soul of the team. That's why I put him up there. So you go Hamels 4, Rollins 3. Number 2?
Ryan Howard. I'd put Howard 2 at his peak. I thought, I mean, we talk about these guys. He was like a superhero at his peak. I mean, he was a guy that did things. He put up numbers that only Babe Ruth could ever match. I mean, he outside of like the steroid era guys of McGuire and Sosa and Bonds, I mean, Howard put up numbers that we never saw in the National League before. It was unbelievable what he was able to do in 2006 through 2009 before things started to go on the decline.
And one, we're on the same page.
One would be Chase Utley. And it's funny because we always talk about Jimmy Rollins being 2007 MVP, and he deserved it. Like you mentioned, he was the soul of that team. He kind of carried them to the postseason. But Chase Utley missed, I think, like 40 games that season. He missed 30 games.
Was it the broken hand?
He had a broken hand. They brought in Tadahito Iguchi, who I believe was the first Japanese-born Phillies player.
I think you're right, and I was a big fan.
He was good for the month. They brought him back in 2008, I believe, as like a bench guy for a little bit. But in 2007, Utley hit .332, had an OPS plus of .146. I mean, he probably would have won MVP if he were healthy. I mean, his WAR in that number that year is I think, around a 7 or 8.
And he missed a month.
And he missed a month of the season. I mean, what he did that season was unbelievable. I just think if he were healthy that entire year, he probably would have won MVP over Jimmy Rollins.
I agree. So we both have Chase Utley as the most important Philly of that run. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. How would you rank him? 215-592-9494. I go Utley 1, Rollins 2, Hamels 3, Ryan Howard 4, the four key Phillies of that run. We'll come back, your phone calls, and we'll hit on this. The odds are out for who the Eagles will select with their first round draft pick. Bring those to you next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.